day three. Choose your setting. Welcome to Live Like an Editor, the workshop. I'm Tanya Lee, your assistant editor here to show you how to live your life by design, not by default. Well, welcome back, my friend. So by now, you should have a title for your magazine. You should have some irresistible headlines about your past and your future. Today, it's time to choose your setting. If your most extraordinary life had a cover, what would be on it? Today, I want you to envision the cover story of your dream life and where the story is shot, where it unfolds. What I'm really trying to do is to get you to discover the environments where you come alive that support your vision and support you in becoming the woman you desire to be. You see, the universe is constantly speaking to us through how we feel. And yes, how we feel is always being determined by our thoughts. But I personally love to place myself in environments where it's so much easier for me to think positive, fulfilling thoughts versus being in places where I'm constantly having to work on my mind, whether it's being in certain physical locations or around certain people. When it comes to personal development, we often talk about mindset. And yes, that is at the core of living an extraordinary life. But I feel like we don't talk about our setting enough, our environment, because everything that surrounds you is impacting you. Yes, again, your thoughts are always the source of your feelings, but your environment impacts the way you think. For example, when I take the time to put fresh flowers in my home, when I look at those flowers, I think positive thoughts. I'm stacking more positive energy into my day. Versus if I'm looking around at a pile of clutter, I start to think negative thoughts that impact how I feel and have an effect on my day. What I know to be true is that it's so much easier to become the woman you want to be and to achieve extraordinary goals when you intentionally place yourself in extraordinary surroundings. You see, my entire coaching philosophy is built around this model. Your inner world, your thoughts and your feelings, equal your outer world, your environment, and your outcomes. So as you elevate your thoughts, you'll also be elevating your environment because you'll be feeling in new ways. You'll have a new state of being that will impact your choices, whether it's the choice to live in an organized home or the choice to be around different groups of people. Likewise, as you elevate your environment, so let's say you take the time to put fresh flowers in your house. Let's say you join a networking group. Let's say you declutter your closet. When you elevate your environment, by default, you're going to be elevating your thoughts. Your inner world and your outer world are always impacting each other. Your environment is a result of your mind, and your mind is a result of your environment. So for example, if you think you're disorganized, you're going to create a messy house to prove yourself true. The chaotic, disorganized environment reinforces the thought. If you think you're not good with money, you're probably going to have cash and bills everywhere. Your money environment will reinforce that thought, right? But as you begin to elevate the quality of your thinking and at the same time, elevating your environment. So taking 10 minutes to pick up the clutter, talking to a new person, driving a new way to work, working at a different coffee shop, listening to a different type of music. All of these things are part of your environment, right? Cleaning out your car. When you start to do these little things, you begin to see yourself differently. You start to have a different energy. You start to elevate the quality of your thinking by elevating the quality of your environment. And all of this equals out to elevating the quality of your entire life. What I know is that if you don't shape your environment on purpose, your environment will shape you. When I think about the results that I've created in my life, I can't take all of the credit. What I did do is I intentionally placed myself in environments where I felt ignited, where I felt supported, where I felt aligned, where I felt passionate. Everywhere from hanging out in luxurious hotel lobbies to traveling to different places to even different books on my bookshelf. Books that didn't say, hey, you're broken, Tanya. You need to lose weight. You need to figure out how to be happier. You need to figure out how to have a budget. All reminding me of how I didn't think I was good enough with money, how I thought I needed to lose weight. Basically, books that confirmed my thought that I was broken. When I changed my book environment with books that belonged in my future, books that fed the story of how I wanted to think about myself, how I wanted to see myself, every time I looked at those books, I thought very different thoughts. All of these little things matter, and I want you to wake up to how your environment feels, how it's impacting you, and then I want you to look into your future and imagine the environment where you feel most aligned and alive. And then your work is to begin to bring that environment into the life you have today. So now it's time to open up your workbook. And I want you to close your eyes and imagine the most luxurious setting. What do you see? And this isn't in the workbook, but I also want you to think about who do you see? What kinds of people are around you? Now, luxury is different for everyone, but luxury will feel abundant. It will feel rich. It will probably feel very calming to you. And what's luxurious to me may be chaotic for you, right? So I want you to think about, what is a luxurious setting for me? I want you to notice, where in the past have you felt most alive, energized, and aligned? I feel like we've all had those moments where we're like, yes, whatever's happening right now in this moment, this is what I want for my life. And maybe these moments have been fleeting. You haven't been able to hang on to them for long amounts of time, but those moments are clues. Where were you? What was happening in your environment in those moments? Which city do you love and why? What is it about that city? Is it the food? Is it the architecture? Is it the people? Is it the weather? What is it that you love about that city? And then based on those answers, I want you to imagine your cover shot. You are being shot for the cover of your magazine in a certain setting. What is that setting for you? What is the feeling of that setting? Does it feel sexy? Does it feel calm? Does it feel elegant? Does it feel bold? Just pay attention to the feeling that setting embodies. And then just notice what items are within that setting. Notice the books. Maybe you can hear music playing in the background. The fabrics, are there flowers? If so, what kind of flower? Just describe what items you notice in detail. And then you are ready for your next editorial experience. I want you to look at your list of items from your setting, and I want you to bring one of these elements into your environment today. So how will you elevate your surroundings? And this is how you go about designing your life on purpose. It really is those seemingly small little things that over time add up to have a huge impact on our lives. Imagine if every single day or even every single week you brought in one item of your ideal setting and then you released one item that did not belong there. Imagine over a year how your environment would look different. And not only that, the effect of that new environment that you're birthing, the effect of that on your self-image and how you see yourself, which then goes on to impact all the other results in your life. Your surroundings are impacting you, whether you realize it or not. So I want you to shape your setting on purpose. I want you to shape your environment on purpose so that it supports you, so that it holds you, so that it elevates you. So choose your setting, my friend, and I will see you in tomorrow's lesson. What would your life be like if you truly saw yourself as extraordinary? This is the work that we do within the School of Self-Image membership, and the doors are open for a limited time. So come check it out. You can go to schoolofselfimage.com/yes.